As of the end of September, Democrat Ann Kirkpatrick had raised nearly $1.9 million and has about half a million on hand. Her opponent, Republican John Payton, reported raising less than $1 million and has about $230,000 left. Kirkpatrick's single largest contributor at $55,000 is Emily's List, which promotes pro-choice female candidates, but labor unions combined contributed nearly three times as much. The single largest contributor to John Payton's campaign at $16,000 is the Political Action Committee for Services Group of America. That's a private food services company in Scottsdale. But he received about $100,000 from finance, insurance, and real estate sectors, more than any other. While finances are a good indicator of a campaign's strength, it's not the only factor. 2 years ago, then-incumbent Representative Ann Kirkpatrick outraised her challenger Paul Gosar by more than 60%, and he still won. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Mark Beavis.